The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time. Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here.
When you control the mail, you control information.
That's right, Newman. No soup for you. Just a championship trophy you can shove in their face.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
You're gonna call the Sleepwire show. You've been doing it all season. Welcome to the Sleepwire mail sack. Season finale show, week 16, championship week. If you play until week 17, I don't know what to tell you. Talk to your commissioner and get that changed. It's ridiculous. You already got so many guys on IR. Seasons are over. You don't know what to do. You get to 17. You got already clinched, and then you're not – suddenly you can't count on Drew Brees to play a whole game. So just get that out of the way. You're going to win this week, and you're going to be champions because you've been listening to the mail sack, and we're here a final week. So also, next Wednesday will be New Year's Day, so that probably won't be very good for a show because – we'll probably all be in bed for most of the morning, I'm guessing. But you can call in if you're tuned in right now live. The phone number is 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. If you're listening on this recorded and you want to reach us and the phone number is not working, go to the Sleeper Wire channel on the Sleeper app or Fantasy Football Club, the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club on Facebook groups, or you can find us on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. We've got a special guest tonight with us. Of course, Dirty Jobs is jumping in. Lucas is here. But I got Peter. How do you say your name? Overzet?
You nailed it, man.
Peter Overzet is joining us today. Who's brought this guy in? So he's going to help us out on the final show, and hopefully he'll bring a lot of good advice and good energy. But we got callers already locked in and loaded here. Three guys coming up. The first one I saw already was Mr. DJ. Let me get Mr. DJ on the line. Let's see if we got him here. DJ, what's up, man?
What it is, Brett?
Hey, how's it going? You made it to the finals. What you got?
Man, I made it to the jet this year week, man. We're trying to close it out. All right. So, I lost Godwin, first off. So that's kind of got me upset a little bit.
But you picked up Perriman, right?
Man, here's the funny thing about that, man. The dude that's in the sixth seed picked up Perriman. So I know the dude because I used to work with him. And I hit him up, you know, letting him know that I was pissed. And he was like, well, is there any money for third place? Because I'm the commissioner. And he was like, well, if I drop them, do I get any money? So I was like, man, just keep them. You know, I was like, just keep them because, you know, I'm last in a waiver order anyway. So if somebody sees them out there, they're going to pick them up. You know what I mean? Luckily, and you let me know what y'all think. Luckily, I already had picked up Anthony Miller like a week before as insurance. So I got Anthony Miller as my third receiver, and I got Hopkins and DJ Moore. And then I picked up Amendola because I like, you know, he's had like 40 some targets over the last some odd weeks with Blow or whatever his name is. And
right.
So he's been getting a pretty good target share in full PPR. So I like what I saw, you know, over some of the other guys. I even saw an article that put Amendola over Perriman.
Yeah, I absolutely would not even remotely go close to saying that. But I think you probably only need to start three wide receivers, right?
Yeah, so I got DJ Moore, Hopkins, and Anthony Miller right now. I've seen articles that have said don't start Miller. I've seen some that say, hey, you know, that's where they're weakest actually. In Kansas City defense, as far as the slot's concerned, I mean, I've seen a lot, you know, to don't start him, to start him, don't start him, to hey, he's going to have a good game. I start him as a WR3, whatever, you know? And then
yeah,
I saw like another article. Go ahead.
Well, what's your question for us? What are you wondering? Is it a flex question? Well, I mean, should how many flex do you have?
Well, I mean, my team right now is Fitzpatrick, McCaffrey, Chubb, Moore, Hopkins, Miller, Waller, Freeman at flex, Patriots defense, and Will Lutz, the kicker. And then I got Mostert, Henry, James White, and I don't even want to talk about him, but David Montgomery on the bench.
Yep, sorry. We got someone's mic hot there. Okay. I personally like what you have, the lineup that you currently have. So I think that you're probably pretty good. I don't know that I would be able to sneak Amendola into my lineup in the championship week. I'm going to go with the guys that you have that have been performing. Peter, okay. What do you think here?
I think he ducked out. I don't know where he went. Mike is here though. Mike, catch up with us.
That's what happens is when I show up, other people just disappear.
I don't know. I don't know. Was it you, Lucas, that was typing, or was that Peter?
No, it was Peter.
Okay, he was typing, and I yelled at. I didn't really yell at him. I just said, "Hey, we can hear it," and then he ducked out. So hopefully, he hops back in. Mike, Lucas, you got to catch him up on what's going on here with DJ.
Yeah, so DJ, run through what you're looking at for your flex right now. Give Mike the options that you're really looking at for your flex.
All right, so I got Freeman at flex. I got Anthony Miller as my third receiver. DJ Moore and Hopkins are my top two. On the bench, I got James White, Hunter Henry, Mostert, Amendola, Montgomery, Godwin.
So, Mike, what he's wondering is, should he hang tight with the three wide receivers he has? I like those. He's looking at Freeman as his flex. And so really the two that are standing out there for me would be James White and Mostert. That would be the other two options. And you said this was a full PPR?
PPR.
Yeah. So, Dirty Jobs, what do you think here? Do you like Mostert, Devonta Freeman, or James White this week?
I feel like I like Mostert and James White. I mean, Mostert's really taken over a huge role in that backfield. He has a better opportunity this week, a softer matchup than he did last week. So, I mean, and he still tore it up last week and the week before that. So I expect him to just kind of keep on cranking those numbers away. And James White in December, man, there's just something about this guy that once you get into the cold weather with those Patriots, I mean, they just seem to use him a lot more. They seem to be kind of kicking up. I mean, it doesn't really look like it's anything too exciting, but they went from like first gear to about third gear in that last game. So I really feel like once they start kicking into gear, those Patriots get really tough to beat, and James White's huge involved when that happens. So I agree, Lucas. I feel like I like James White a lot here. I feel like I like Raheem Mostert, and I feel like I like him over all your other options.
So he's looking just for one of these guys as his flex. It's a tough call between Devonta Freeman, Mostert, and James White.
For me, it's probably James White. Honestly, I think I lean James White here just because of the opportunity. It doesn't seem like Sony's getting very involved. And again, I mean, it's James White in December. I got to take it.
Yep, I'm a big James White fan also. It is difficult to bench Raheem Mostert right now. He has a touchdown in each of his last four games. He's putting up double-digit points in each one of those games. He is an explosive guy. He's getting, you know, between 10 to 20 touches. It's kind of a coin flip for me between James White and Mostert, but I think I would actually give... Actually, I think I got to go Mostert.
I just don't like the fact that you've got so. I mean, it's almost the same situation, right? You've got all kinds of other running backs in the mix that are taking carries. So, I feel like either way, you're probably getting the same opportunity out of the guy.
Yeah, I think James White has a little bit of a safer floor. I think that you're probably looking at 10 to 14 points with James White, and with Mostert, you're probably looking from 7, but you have the higher upside with him, where he can rip off a big run pretty easy. He's that explosive. So if you're looking looking for a flex play, you know, you kind of have your stable guys throughout most of your lineup. And for your flex play, I kind of like having that guy that could just go off and throw up 25 points in my flex.
And so was that James Wire.
That's Mostert for me, but he's trying to talk me out of Mostert and into James White here. So I'm going to see what Mike has to say.
I like what you have to say about sitting in floor there. Like, I agree with you. I'm actually going to change my vote to Mostert.
Okay, Mostert. So the flex that the other guy has is McLaurin.
The flex that the other guy has is McLaurin.
Yeah,
I think I would roll Mostert. I would bench Freeman, and unless you want a really safe play, unless you're just looking for a really safe play, James White's going to be a really safe play. But if you're looking for a guy that could throw up a 20 or a 30 spot, Mostert's going to be that guy.
Okay. All right. What's that? What'd you say?
No, I just said I agree.
All right, so Mostert it is. So we're going Mostert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go Mostert.
All right, I'm putting Mostert in right now at the flex.
That championship. I want a picture of that championship trophy. You need to post it on our Twitter.
And I feel good, man. But you know, I mean, I feel like I got the firepower. I just, you know, Fitzpatrick, McCaffrey, Chubb, Moore, Hopkins, Miller, Waller, Mostert. What do y'all think about New England's D or Denver's D?
Wow, you're gonna bench New England, the ones. Who got you there?
Against
I'm just asking. I mean, the last time they played the Bills, they had 23 points.
Yeah, I think you got to go New England. New England's at home. Middle of the day game. Josh Allen's been looking good, but he's, you know, you saw what Stephon Gilmore did to Andy Dalton last week, so. I think you got to go New England.
Okay. All right. So the other guy's team is Pat Mahomes, Sony Michel, Tevin Coleman, Michael Thomas, Stephon Diggs, Deontay Johnson, Hooper, McLaurin, New Orleans D, and Robbie Gould.
Yeah, I like your odds. I'd rather have your team.
It's a good challenge.
All right. Well, that's pretty much. What do y'all think about Mr. Ward over there in Philadelphia? Is he worth a pickup over Miller?
No. I don't think so. I picked him up in Dynasty.
Yeah, not this week. Don't risk it.
Okay. John Brown
against New England? Don't think so.
All right. So y'all like what I got then? What about what's his name? What's the guy that not Perry, but the other guy on the
Watson. DJ, I know it's tough. I'm gonna tell you right now. Don't overthink this. Go with your big guns. They got you here.
All right, so Mostert,
they're gonna bring you home.
Mostert over James White and over Freeman.
Yep. James White has had consistently 10 to 16 point games the entirety of the season, so he's a safe play. He's had one game that he blew up, but everything else, 15 or 16 points is most he's had. Mostert's that guy that can put up 25 or 30.
All right. That Mostert it is.
Go
appreciate
get it.
You, fellas. Let me get this card, buddy.
All right. That's what I like. I like it.
Let me get this card.
Yeah, get it out. All right. I like the energy.
All right, man, I appreciate y'all, man.
All right, DJ, you're going to get this, man. Good luck to this week. We'll talk to you after you win. All right. You know who it is. I'm going to get him a little fired up right now. I'm going to get him shadow boxing, jumping rope, doing the one-handed push-ups while he's waiting on hold. It's the eye of the tiger. It's Curtis, baby! What's up, Curtis?
What's up?
What's going on, my man?
Listen to me, completely dominated last week. I'm feeling wonderful this week. But I got a dominant team, but I'm going against a dominant team.
Ooh.
So we can be feeling fine over for
that. Who are you facing, Clubber Lang? Okay. Are you facing Clubber Lang? You facing Ivan Drago. Who are you facing?
I'm facing Lamar Jackson and Christian McCaffrey with the same thing. So I got work cut. I got work cut out for me this week. All right. Okay, guys. I lost Chris Godwin, but luckily I had already picked up AJ Brown off of waivers the previous week, so I feel good. My receivers this week are D Hop, AJ Brown, Tariq Hill, Devontae Adams. I picked up T.Y. Hilton, Rashad Perryman, Chris Conley, and Mike Williams, so I can block him from picking up anybody. My quarterback is Ryan Tannehill, rolling with him. Running backs Nick Chubb, Alvin Kamara, and my defense is the Bronco defense, and I got Will Lutz. So what do you guys think?
I think it sounds like we're bringing home a ship.
Yeah, man. Let me give you a quick rundown of his team. He had James Walsh, Raheem, B.J. Metcalf, Todd Boone, Howard, and Shepard with Texas.
That, for some reason, the call quality went to shit, and I couldn't hear a single player you said, Curtis.
Yeah.
I got you.
I don't know what happened there. Can you want to go through that one more time real quick?
Of course, no problem at all. His team is Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, Raheem Mostert, DJ Metcalf, Tyler Boyd, Sterling Shepard, O.J. Howard, James Conner, and Texas defense.
Top heavy. He's top heavy.
Yep, you had me at the first few. I was like, oh man, that's scary. And then you faded at the end there. I think you're in good shape, bud.
Yeah, and my friend, he lost to him last week, so he was kind of a dick. He picked up every single viable defense. He literally he has six defense on his bench right now. So he helped me out a lot. I mean, he helped me out like huge. Like I feel extreme confident because about that. He was in that group chat this morning talking about, oh, collusion. I said, how is that collusion? I'm like, I ain't tell him to do that shit. He did that shit because he wanted to do that shit. I'm like, he put up all defense. I ain't tell him to pick up defenses.
That's dirty. That's dirty.
I love it. I love people that play all the way to the end. I love people that are kind of assholes about the whole situation. I just love it all. Like, get in there. Get all the – do what you can. Spoil it. I can't go win the championship. I'm still active, buddy. I'll figure out a way to get active.
Exactly. All right. And let me get quick down on my other league. I have Russell Wilson, Ryan Tannehill. Those are my two. My quarterback, my super flex. Okay, for my running backs, I got is that these few players? Is that Aaron Jones, Miles Sanders, Raheem Mostert, Le'Veon Bell, and DJ Moore. I owe five. I'll pick two of them. It's full PPR.
Wow, that's tough.
That is tough.
Dirty, who do you like the most out of there?
I think after everything you just said about Mostert, him. Like, you got me all fired up on that guy. I do really see him. Like, I mean, call it probably 55 yards and two touchdowns. Like, I feel like maybe a touchdown and a half if I'm really being moderate. But those Rams, man, they've just been giving it up. Like, maybe not to the run so much, but, man.
Yeah, and I don't love Sanders this week. He had one of his worst games of the season, if not his worst game of the season against Dallas last time that they played. So I'm not sure I'm wanting to lean there.
Well, and Dallas's defense has been coming on. You know, I mean, they've been looking a little bit better. And I know it's better that I say that because you'll probably start going off right now because you're a freaking Cowboys fan.
I mean, how can you be a fan of anybody else? I just don't get it.
that's
America's team.
Hey, Curtis, easy, easy. You're asking for advice right now. You be easy, all right? who was okay? So you have Bell, Sanders, Mostert, and who was the other running back you have?
Aaron Jones and David Montgomery.
So I think it's got to be, even though it's a tough matchup, I think you still got to go Aaron Jones just because he's getting the work.
All right.
That was who I was leaning for my other guy too. I mean, Aaron Jones, he's been kind of risky. Last week he didn't let you down, but the 2 weeks before that he certainly did. So it's tough, but I feel like it's one of those guys that I would rather win with him or lose with him on my lineup than lose with him on my bench.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here trying to decide who I think the second one needs to be, and it's tough for me to bench Le'Veon Bell. Pittsburgh's been looking good, but Le'Veon is if there was ever a time that a player felt like he had something to prove, it would be Le'Veon Bell coming up against the Steelers right now.
Fantastic point. I forgot they were playing the Steelers this week. This might be the revenge matchup of the century right there. But still, I feel like Pittsburgh might go out there with something to prove too, though. Like, not so fast here, buddy. We're going to make sure that we don't care if you throw on us 1,000 times as long as it's not to Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, and, you know, the other one, I'm kind of looking at DJ Moore. The Colts just got shredded by Drew Brees through the air. And DJ Moore had a pretty big week last week. 8 catches for 113 yards on 12 targets. This is tough. I think I might be Aaron Jones and DJ Moore.
I was talking about running backs. I mean, I had DJ Moore in my lineup as well, but I was talking about running backs.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, if you're just looking for two running backs, I think it's got to be Lev Bell and Aaron Jones for me.
All right. Two more quick questions. All right, with my receivers. This league, I have Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, and in my flex, it is a toss up between DJ Moore. DJ Moore, AJ Brown, and Keenan Allen.
Ooh, I think it's DJ Moore. I do like Allen. I'm real close with DJ Moore and Allen.
I'm not at all. I'm leaning Keenan Allen there pretty heavy. I think Keenan Allen has a really good week this week.
Yeah, against Oakland. I think I would give the slight edge to Keenan Allen. But Phillip Rivers always falls off towards the end of the season, and he looked really bad last week.
I don't know. He always has those like one games that make you real, like you start talking about him in draft season next year because you remember him being a good quarterback, and it's because of like the last couple of games that never matter. He always goes through and like destroys some playoff contender and knocks him out of the playoffs or something to that effect. I feel like Keenan Allen can probably get like 45 in a touchdown. Like, I don't see a lot of targets going his way. Not like he's not like where you drafted him anyways, but I still feel pretty confident about starting him in that position.
Yeah. So I'll go with Mike and give the slight edge to Keenan, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if DJ has a good game.
All right, guys. Very last question. Who you guys like more this week? Tyler Higbee, or Mark Andrews?
I got to stick with Mark Andrews.
Yeah, same. Mark Andrews.
That is fine with me. And that is about it. I feel supremely confident this week.
You should.
I'm trying to go for the 3-peat this year.
Because I asked you to do this twice now, because you win so many championships, is I want a picture with you with all your freaking, all your hardware.
Yeah,
and all
gold.
The caps, something like
I
that.
I got you.
We
got
to get this out there.
I'm going to drop this out of the Facebook group. I got you.
All right, cool.
All right. There you go.
All right, Curtis, we good? We're Curtis.
All right.
We good? We good?
Yeah, we good to go.
All right, buddy.
Yes, we are.
Go get them. Knock them out.
Good luck, Curtis.
All right. That was Curtis. There he goes. Soon to the championship. All right. So I got a couple more callers, Graham, Nathan. But first we got Paulo, I'm not Nathan. It was Jacob. Jesus, he told me it was Jacob. Paulo's up next. Paulo, what's up? Good evening. Welcome to the Sleepwire Show. What's your question?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I made it to the finals in two leagues. Pressure's on. I got to win it. I've got a quick question on my lineups in both leagues. Right now I'm starting Winston, Robinson, Lockett, A.J. Brown, Nick Chubb, Leonard Fournette, Waller as my tight end, and I'm flexing Kenyon Drake. It's a standard league, and my defense is Indiana, the Colts versus Carolina with the new QB starting. What do you guys think? My bench, I have Perriman, Peterson, and Sanders. I have the option of picking up DeAndre Washington right now. He's on the waiver, and I have the option of picking up Higbee as well. What do you guys think?
So it's tough for me to not play Perriman. I really want Perriman in my lineup. So I might be benching A.J. Brown for Perriman if it were me. Who are your other wide receivers?
So right now starting, I got Robinson and Lockett. And on my bench, I got Sanders and Perriman. Would you do Perriman over A.J. Brown with the shadow of Lattimore?
I would.
He's been so strong the last couple of weeks?
I mean, Winston is he's about to be the yardage leader on the season for quarterbacks. The guy is throwing a ton. He's throwing a ton. And they don't have Godwin. They don't have Mike Evans. I mean, that's just what Bruce Arians does, is he throws the ball. And Perriman he's the guy right now.
See, and I disagree. Like, I feel like that Lattimore shadow is a very scary thing to have hanging over you in a game. I'm actually fading Rashad Perriman this week. I know everybody's saying he's the hot ticket. But for me, the hot ticket for this season has always been the wide receiver, too, for the Bucs. And, I mean, so I like what he's doing. I like what he's done out there. But we've seen this guy with the one opportunity, with him with that number one coverage. I'm not confident. Not in the championship, not Rashad Perriman. I'm sorry, once bitten, 15 times shy. Like, I'm out. I can't do it.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Mike is hating on Perriman.
Am I wrong? Am I confused here? Mike, who do you think the Bucs play this week?
Don't they play the Saints?
No, they play Houston. That's what. Okay, no, I thought so. Yeah, because you're saying Lattimore. No, Bucs are at Bucs are Houston.
I don't know what.
AJ Brown, please.
Mike, put down the marijuana for a second and focus. Jeez Louise.
AJ Brown is who's seeing Lattimore.
Yeah, AJ Brown's got Lattimore.
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, Perriman for me all day.
Dare you disagree with me, Mike?
He had this take all ready to go. He had thought it out and got the whole thing out, and then he's.
About it all day.
God bless you.
He was just making sure we were paying attention.
God bless you. All right, so they both like Perriman over AJ Brown.
Would you guys do Drake in your flex, or would you guys do Peterson versus the Giants?
Man, I can't sit Drake. Four touchdowns. I know a lot of people regress afterwards, but he's just been good.
Like, one of the only bright
spots. You guys trust Fournette in the finals?
Yes.
With the new head coach?
I mean, yeah. You generally think that with a new head coach that they're going to do things like run the ball.
Yeah.
They've looked absolutely dreadful. I don't know. I like the matchup. I guess I don't know. I feel like I don't feel like he gets touchdowns. I'm out on Fournette this week.
He's the number 7 running back on the season.
Because he runs for hundreds of yards, but the guy just does not get really the passing opportunities like you thought he would. And he's just not getting he needs to get in the end zone. If he gets in the end zone, he's great, but he just doesn't seem to do that enough.
Yeah, he only got, what, 3 touchdowns this season?
Yeah, something like that. It's, I think, yeah, I think it is 3.
Yeah, 3 rushing touchdowns anyway, and he's still the number 7, the number 7 running back with only 3.
The guy is ripping the ground up. There is no doubt about it. I just feel like you have better options.
Well, so who would you start over him?
What was the first? What was the first guy you just were talking about?
Who are your? Who?
So on my bench, I got Peterson, and I got an option to pick up Washington with Jacobs out. And my flex is Drake, so I'm flexing Drake. It's just Fournette is. I'm going to start Chubb for sure. Chubb's a stud. It's just, do I really trust Fournette in the finals?
Okay. I thought we were talking about him over Drake, and I was feeling like I like Drake over Fournette.
No, it would be Peterson. If you were going to choose one over Fournette, it would be Peterson. But I think I would still rather have Fournette.
I think I would still rather have Fournette.
They're instance. Close. They really are actually pretty close for me this week, but I would rather go with Fournette.
Yeah, same here. I thought we were going to him or Drake, and I was way higher on Drake than Fournette, but.
Yeah, Fournette doesn't have Stephon Gilmore shadow either.
Yeah.
No. So, in my other league, quick couple questions. I got Winston and Breeze. Would you start Winston over Breeze? And would you start Mac over Gurley as a flex? Also standard league.
Two good questions. So, Breeze is at Tennessee. He's been balling out these last couple of weeks. I don't know if I can sit Breeze. He put up 43 on San Francisco, and then he just torched Indianapolis.
James can't really run the ball in Tennessee, right?
Oh my gosh.
So you would have to air it out.
So both of these guys, they're both in my top 5 this week. They're both in my top 5, and guess who else is in there? Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, and Russell Wilson. I actually have Patrick Mahomes as my number 6.
So this league with Drew Brees and Winston, I'm playing Lamar Jackson. I kind of need to equal out in points-wise. But Lamar Jackson's just a stud. Can't really...
He is. There's not a lot you can do about that. Jameis obviously has... Jameis has the better... You know, if he had his main guys there, I would say just go Jameis. Actually, I think I'm going to tell you to go Jameis here.
I think so, too. I think he's got a higher ceiling anyways. I like...
Better matchup. He's just been torching, you know... The dude has thrown for over 900 yards in the last 2 weeks. 8 touchdowns, 900 yards. And then he gets Houston.
Yeah, I think he threw for like 450 last week. 450 yards.
But the last 2 weeks he's thrown for 450.
Jeez. Yeah. So definitely starting Winston.
Yeah, yeah. So you're good with Winston.
It's just
so now we're moving on to Mac or Gurley.
Yeah, Mac, Gurley, or Peterson. Really, that's my 3 that I have that I can flex. I kind of like Mac, but Gurley's been getting a lot more touches in the last couple weeks. He's been doing a lot more. I just think that San Fran can stop him in a way. But as soon as they get to the goal line, it's more or less Gurley's show.
Yeah, Gurley's a lot better player than Mac still, but Carolina is getting absolutely torched on the ground. And the Colts just got embarrassed last week, so I think they're going to come out with something to prove. I think this could be a big game for Mac. And I can see Gurley having like 50 all-purpose yards and the Rams just not being able to move the ball. So the Rams and Goff do really, really well against bad teams and against good teams that bring pressure, specifically that blitz. Goff freaks out and makes really bad decisions and creates turnovers. And then if they're playing from behind, I don't see this being a very good scenario for the Rams, because San Francisco's then just going to run out the ball, or run out the clock by running the ball. So I just don't like the game script that I'm visualizing in my head. So I got to go Mac.
Yeah, same here. I like Mac actually quite a bit this week against Carolina. He's going to...
Is he?
Okay,
is he
gonna do...
I love you, Mike. I think you muted your mic, though.
I think I did, too. No, I just really like Mac this week. He's got the matchup. Carolina's weak. Go with the stud. He's good. You're good.
Okay, so last question. Mike Williams or Darius Slayton?
Slayton. I think you got to go with Slayton. I think you got to go with Slayton.
Yeah, Darius Slayton's balling. I'm loving what he's doing, too. Yeah.
Daniel Jones might be QB this week, is what it's trending. Would you still go Slayton?
Yeah,
I would.
That's what would be.
I don't think it matters. It hasn't seemed to really matter, and it's not like the Redskins are, you know, doing anything.
Yeah.
Would you pick up Tate or would you ride out with Slayton?
That's interesting. So, you know, Tate's going to be more your possession guy and a lot more in the slot. And Slayton's going to be your guy that's, you know, can hit a 50-yard touchdown for you. It has a higher likelihood of doing that. So I think Slayton.
Okay.
It's pretty close for me, too, but I think I like Slayton a little bit more. Golden Tate, just that guy sucks targets and he finds a way to get the ball. But,
exciting. He's, you know, and we're talking about for your flex here. Slayton's your home run.
Yep, I agree.
No, Doug, wide receiver three.
Okay, so you guys play three wide receiver. Yeah, so I'm still kind of viewing a third wide receiver as kind of a flex, as like kind of like home guy.
Okay, cool.
All right.
All right, man. Awesome, best of luck.
Thank you, Paulo, for calling in. Appreciate you being part of the show. All right, this young man, who I've already called the wrong name once, promised not to do it again, been on hold for 30 minutes. It is Jason. Jason, you are on the Sleeper Wire mail sack. What's your question for us today?
What's up, guys? Made to the championship. This is a full-point PPR league. And I got two questions. Out of my running backs, I got Eckler, Drake, Lindsey, and James Conner. I'm starting Eckler, but I can't decide between Drake, Conner, or Lindsey.
So, who do you have in your flex? Because I'm
I
wanting
don't
to
have s- anybody. In my-
I'm wanting that? To start. I'm wanting to. If it's me, I'm getting Eckler, Connor, and Drake all in my lineup.
Okay. I just figured James Connor on the road against the Jets wasn't a very good matchup.
I'm perfectly okay with that. I'm perfectly okay because, you know, this is an exciting game that a lot of different people have something to prove. And so it's going to be the Lev Bell versus James Conner show. I can guarantee you that Steelers O-line is going to want James Conner to outperform Le'Veon Bell. So they're going to be trying damn hard to make that happen.
Yeah, then you make a real good point.
So I'm okay. For me, I'm getting Connor in my lineup, and I'm not benching Drake, and Eckler has been a monster the entire season. So those three guys, that sounds like championship trophy squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I like what you got there, and I do agree. James Conner just gets the volume. Pittsburgh's playing to win. They're playing to get into the playoffs, so I really like James Conner. He's out on the field. He'll get more work. He's a workhorse.
Okay. And my receivers, I got Mike Thomas, and my other receiver is DK Metcalf. On my bench, I have Chark, Darius Slayton, and Kenny Stills. I was going to pick somebody else up, possibly, but I didn't really see anybody I wanted to start over DK.
No, DK has a good matchup this week. They're at home against Arizona. Arizona's giving it up. They give it up. So DK is a fine play. He's someone I expect a 15-point game out of. And for your wide receiver too, that's fine. You know, take your double-digit points and get out.
All right.
Mike might tell you Chark though. What's how's Chark doing? He's not still dealing. Let me see here. Let's see what the latest
is. Is he even playing this week? That was what I was going to ask. Is DJ Chark even going to be out on the field?
Yeah, I wasn't sure about his injury yet, so I wasn't sure if I was going to play him.
So the last update was Monday. DJ Chark was cleared to get out on the field and do some running and cutting. I think I would rather go with a healthy DK.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. Defense. Would y'all play Kansas City defense this week or keep running with Pittsburgh?
I think I'm running with Pittsburgh this week. New York Jets, they'll get points, but they'll get turnovers.
Yes. Darnold is good about turning the ball over. So go ahead and stick with Pittsburgh. They've been hot.
All right, cool. All right, I think I got it then. I'm pretty confident this week. I have Lamar Jackson, Mike Thomas, DK, Eckler, Drake, Mark Andrews, and James Conner.
I think your squad's looking pretty good.
All right, cool. All right, guys. If I win this championship, I'll send y'all a picture.
That's what we want.
Hey, you're the man.
All right, Jason, thank you for calling in. Jason's on his way to a championship. Coming up next, Graham is also on the line. After him, Jesus and Fallon are up next. But first, Graham, on his way to the championship week, he's got questions. We got answers. As soon as this thing clicks over and this computer stops working slow, Graham, welcome to the Sleepwire Mail Sack. What do you got for us this week?
Man, guys, what's up, guys, by the way? I listen to you guys every
what's
week.
What's up, what's up?
I'm God Bless Camara on the Sleeper.
Oh, okay.
App, so,
yeah, I recognize that name. Excellent.
Yeah, so I've called in a few years and won a championship last year. But, you know, man, I'm going against the GOAT team this weekend, dude. Like, dude's got Lamar Jackson. He's got McCaffrey. He's got Dalvin Cook, who might be out, but he also has Madison and Boone. And then he has Lockett and, I mean, Amari Cooper, Darren Waller. Like, dude's team is loaded, bro. He's crazy. But so I, you know, I've played waivers really well. I picked up Raheem Mostert. I got Perryman as well. But my team's also pretty good. You know, I have Russell Wilson, Marlon Mack. I had Josh Jacobs. He was injured. He's out now. So I was kind of worried about playing him. He's been pretty bad recently. But, you know, as of right now, I have Mack and Mostert in as my RB1 and 2. And I have Hopkins and Thielen and at wide receiver, which I'm worried about Thielen kind of. And then I have Eckler at flex. I also, on my bench, I have Cooper Kupp and I have Perryman. So I'm kind of debating on throwing one of those guys in over Thielen. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I'd be Cooper Kupp. I know he started off really hot and then it's kind of been spotty, but in my
it's
championship
been rough with him, man.
I know it has, but man, that guy can just turn it on. He is a monster. Right. And I don't expect the Rams to be able to do a ton against the 49ers, but I think Cooper Kupp can still get his.
I can't do that. I think I'm leaning Perriman there. I think against Houston, that's just such a good opportunity there. Jameis Winston's going to get like 5 touchdowns again this week. So probably 2 of those got to go Perriman's way, right? So I'm leaning Perriman here.
Right. He has a better matchup too, you know. I mean,
he has a great matchup.
Yeah, and I'm playing the team that's gonna score a freaking ton of points, so I have to, you know, I got Russell Wilson, he's playing the worst team. I got Marlon Mack, he's playing Panthers, who are trash. Raheem Mostert's got a pretty, you know, the Rams are pretty bad against the run. Hopkins should eat as well. So I'm thinking about playing matchups and just trying to score big points, and I'm, you know, debating on that pairing and play.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you not to play Perriman. I've been touting Perriman all show so far. So absolutely.
Perriman's but nothing Thielen would be third in your ranking right there.
Yeah, no love, man. No love for me. He's
right.
Just,
I think he can go out there and have himself a decent game. And I mean, he came out last week back from injury, real slow to come back. I mean, that makes sense. He could come out and do some damage. I just like the higher upside of these other guys. And I mean, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for giant ceilings because you're going up against these monsters, man. So that's why I've got to lean where I've got to lean. I mean, we're talking, can Brashad Perriman go out there, give you like a 5 or a 6? Because this is his first real time facing number one coverage. Absolutely. But can this guy give you a 30 because he's got 2 touchdowns and, you know, about 120 yards, 6 catches? That's also very likely against Houston Texans all day. So I think I'd go for the upside, man. It's that ceiling. We're going for the ceiling.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay.
You bet. Good luck.
All right.
All right, fellas. Yeah, good luck in your finals as well. Go kill it.
All right, thank you for calling, Graham. Thank you for being part of the show. Coming up next, got anything for him here? I got some tune for him here. What do I got? Play this. It's my man here. I think he might be like Curtis 2.0. This guy called in like almost every week this year. And he's got his own like catchphrase that we all shout back at him. And they did his team dirty last week, man. Last game in the arena.
I know who this is.
They
this
booed
is my
him.
Man.
They threw
Raiders.
Trash on him. Hey, they're going to a new city, but man, they're still
up,
your
guys?
Raiders, man. What's up? Hey Zeus, what you got for us this week?
What's up? All right, so I'm in the championship game. I won big, man. I won by like 40 points or something like that. All right, but my question I have, okay, my main question is, I picked up Mike Boone just in case Derrick Henry, since he's got that hamstring injury. Do you think there's a chance that he might not play this week?
I mean, it's a possibility. Obviously, we're recording this on Wednesday, so we're still waiting for a little bit more information towards the end of the week. But Boone, if Dalvin Cook doesn't play, you gotta start it. But we're seeing, you know, we're still waiting to see what's going to happen with Dalvin. It's the second time in the last 4 weeks that Cook has left the game for half of the game because of this shoulder / chest, whatever he has going on there. And Boone is explosive. I've been saying it since the offseason. I like him more than Madison. Even though Madison's looked pretty good, Boone, that dude is shifty.
Well, and Boone's going to get the opportunity. He's going to play. He's got a high ankle sprain, so I think he's out for at least, I mean, at least the rest of the fantasy season in most cases. What was the other option besides Boone? Because he plays Monday night. That's what's scary.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. That was going to be my second question. I don't have a fifth option because I've been rolling with Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Jones, and Derrick Henry all season. My second question was if Boone doesn't get the nod and Henry is injured, it's a three wide receiver league. I'm going to start Tyler Lockett and Christian Kirk. I have Breshad Perriman and from the Bengals, what's his name?
John Ross.
Could I go with them too?
So I like Perriman as your third wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I think that I would rather have. So if Derrick Henry ends up not playing, I think I would rather play Boone. Because even if Dalvin is playing, I think Boone is still going to get work.
Yeah, because Henry's got the Saturday game. That's why I'm thinking.
Yeah, so if just wait and see if Henry plays. And then, you know, if Henry plays, then you play him. And then if not, you have your backups. You have your options.
Okay. Because he's got, like maybe he scores two touchdowns, right? He's got the touchdown outside, right?
Who, Henry?
Yeah, along with the yards.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, Derrick.
Yeah, Derrick Henry?
Yeah, Derrick Henry, he's just been, he's been money for you all season.
Okay, all right, and Gerald Everett, you think he's going to come back? Because I've been riding Higbee the last 3 weeks, and I don't think I'm going to make any changes there, but if he does, is there anybody else you guys think I should add?
I don't really know what's likely to be available right now for you. Maybe a Mike Gesicki. But honestly, I think
he's there.
Yeah, possibly Gesicki.
There's Smith, Gesicki, and Witten, and David Njoku.
Njoku's trash.
Yeah. Yeah, Gesicki would be the only one out of those I would consider starting over Higbee.
All right. Okay, and then lastly, the only reason I'm asking this is because this defense is going to play the quarterback in his first start. The Colts, should I play them over the 49ers?
I don't think so. I don't think so, and here's why. It doesn't take much to get the ball to McCaffrey. And McCaffrey alone can do enough to hurt the Colts' feelings. So I think you got to ride with, you know, the Rams, they weren't able to do anything against Dallas. So I'm not expecting them to do a ton against San Francisco.
And now they're about to face a real defense. Just kidding, Lucas. Just kidding.
All right.
No, you can talk. You can talk your stuff. It's okay. What's your team's record this year?
Oh, good God!
My team's record. Oh, you guys are talking against.
Yeah. How are the Broncos doing anyway?
No, you know the Raiders fans are hard over there. We're all sucking this year. Like, I think 5-9. Oakland 6-8.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker last weekend for Oakland. I felt
the Raiders are going to be tough next year. That's for sure. When we get out of Oakland, they're going to be real tough to beat.
Hey Zeus, are you still going to be a Raiders fan when they move?
Man. Oh yeah, you know it, man. Okay. It's just, I know a lot of the Oakland fans, they're upset because, you know, it's the second time it happened, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't really pay attention to that. Like, it's kind of the politics, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not too far to go still catch a game. It's just a couple hours, but you know, it's close enough, I guess.
Yeah, Vegas is going to be closer to me since I'm in LA, you know. So.
Oh yeah, it's probably a little bit more fun town than Oakland to party in. I'm guessing.
Yeah, but yeah, I think so. the main question was just that four wide receivers instead of going the flex at wide receiver, flex at the running back with Boone, then, right?
Yeah, unless Henry's playing. Because if Henry's playing,
unless Henry's playing, which
because if Henry's playing, it doesn't even matter. You're just playing Henry.
So, but don't put him in the flex. Put most likely Aaron Jones in the flex, right? Since he's got the Monday night game with.
Yeah, put Henry in as your RB2 or RB1, doesn't matter. Put him as one of your RBs, mm-hmm. and then obviously switch him out if he's not going to play. But if he's playing, then you just rock him and then leave the other players in your flex.
The other two receivers that you had over Boone for that flex spot?
John Ross and, Rashad Perriman's my third, so then that would leave me with
John Ross,
I think, or Zach Pascal.
I think I do John Ross over myself.
Over Pascal?
Over Pascal, too, yeah.
All right. Can I read you what my fourth option would be out of the four wide receivers that I have?
Yeah.
So it would be John Ross, Zach Pascal, Allen Lazard, and Russell Gage.
Yeah, it's still Ross for me.
Okay, cool. The only reason I have the other guys because the guy I'm playing, he's kind of in the similar position with wide receivers, so I'm just kind of playing keep away from him. I'll probably drop them like 5 minutes before game start or something, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but I would just, you know, if Henry ends up playing, then it doesn't even matter. You're just playing Henry.
Yeah, Henry trumps all Henry above all those guys. But if I've got to make a move, I'm not going to make a move to Boone. I'm going to make a move to. Dang it! I keep on looking away and forgetting the name. What's the other guy that I just said?
Yeah, that guy.
John Ross.
John Ross.
John Ross. Yeah, I'm going with John Ross this week over. And I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to do that because I don't want to have to worry about Monday night action. I don't want to have to worry about not getting anything. And it'll suck if Boone gets the start, but I still feel confident that I made the right move.
Yeah, right. I still like Boone.
Real quick, I didn't even realize, but right now Kirk is questionable also, and I don't know what he has. Is there a chance I drop him and put Rashad Perriman and John Ross?
If Kirk ends up not playing, I would just follow it and see where things land on Friday. And then if you have questions, you can DM us on Sleeper.
All right, sounds good. I don't know what it is, but I'm really looking at the roster. So.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about Wednesday question marks, questionables.
All right, sounds good. I think that was the main thing was Derrick Henry because he's been, you know.
Yep, just monitor.
This is like the first monitor. Year that he's been consistent, right?
Yeah, seriously. Made me eat my words.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to calling next week with the W.
That's right, and, that's right.
Go Raiders.
All right, Zeus. Go Raiders, man. It's been a pleasure having you on the show all year. Thank you for calling in consistently and bringing good energy. Love it. All right, coming up next, we got two more calls coming up here. First one is Fallon, and then I'll go find out who the other one is. Okay. Sorry, the call-in studio is really, really slow for me to click over today. Give me a second here. And then I got a bunch of questions in the Mixler to go to as well. All right, Fallon, you should be on the air. What's your question for the Sleepwire Mail Sack?
I am. Okay, I'm going up against Professor Chris, and Mike is in this league, too. I really want to beat him. I just don't think I have much of a chance. Now, can you help me out with the quarterback? He has got Lamar. I've got Tannehill or Prescott.
Ooh. Well, you know the cowboy homer in me wants to tell you to go Prescott.
Yeah.
And then the fantasy player also wants me to tell you to go Prescott.
Yeah, I think against Philadelphia, must-win situation, I think I'm leaning Dak Prescott here too.
All right. And then my, I have Cook, but I just heard your guys' advice. I also picked up Boone. So if Cook is out, I can play Boone. We just got McCaffrey. And then I've got Edelman, but I don't trust them. So do you guys like Edelman, Robbie Anderson, Washington, or Hollywood Brown?
It's Edelman. It's still Edelman for me if he's mostly healthy. Just monitor that. But then if not, I'm Hollywood Brown.
I'm Washington here. I actually think James Washington has himself a big week against the Jets.
Okay. Then I've got in another league that I'm in the playoffs, I have Dalvin Cook, but I don't have Boone. So would you guys, do I risk it and just keep Cook in there, or do I play Freeman or Chris Thompson?
Or no, Hunt? I'm playing Dalvin if he's playing. If it comes out and he's, obviously if he's not, then it would be Freeman. But if Dalvin's suiting up, I'm playing him.
I would definitely have
him. Yeah,
it
on. But he plays on. He's playing on Monday.
Put him in the flex, and I definitely have another option to substitute him for on Monday night if you can at all. That's what you're going to need to do there.
What option, though? You like who? Everybody on the Green Bay and Minnesota is going to be rostered. You'd have to get like a tight end or something.
Oh, maybe is Jamal Williams in the league?
No. Jamal's going to be owned.
Yeah, he's out. I've got Abdullah.
No, that's
yeah,
that's
he
rough.
Is available.
You know, you should know, like, you would hope that you would know by Monday night. I mean, Sunday night, Sunday early afternoon. So maybe target somebody in the Chicago KC game as just as a insurance policy.
That's a good idea.
I mean,
okay.
I don't
and
know who, but
my last league, I don't know which quarterback to play. I do have Lamar, and but then I have Andy Dalton or Goff.
Girl.
Andy against Miami and Goff against San Francisco.
You need to just throw the other two on the waiver wire. Lamar Jackson is your man. He is your Huckleberry.
It's super flat. I mean, but there's no one else on the waiver wire because it's Superflex Dynasty.
Oh, this is your Superflex. Okay, so you're playing Lamar.
So my first. Yeah, and he's got Tom Brady, and he's playing, and he has Watson.
Okay, so your other two are Dalton, and who was the other one?
Lamar.
But no,
my question is
your other one. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Goff.
Dalton. Goff is going to have like an 8-point game.
Dalton against Miami should be good.
And then in my flex, I have Hybe because I have Ertz as my tight end. But I think that's probably the best option I have against anyone else because I've got, like, unless I play Carlos Hyde. No. It's kind of weird to play two tight ends, but do you trust Hybe against San Francisco?
So
across the middle on the tight end.
No, I would, if this is for your flex.
Yeah.
No, I'm playing Hyde.
Okay.
I'm 100% Hyde over Higbee.
Okay. And then I got Boston Scott, Hines, Hearns, and then it just gets uglier.
Yeah, no, go ahead and rock Hyde. That's a fine play.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a good play.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, see you, Fallon.
No,
we appreciate you. All right, bye.
I don't know, guys, about that Dalton call. That's a tough one for me. That's a tough one for me to pass on.
You'd rather play Goff?
I would. He's, yeah. I mean, they got something to play for. And this is not good analysis, but I'm just saying at least the Rams have something to, like Miami and Cincinnati both need to lose. Right?
Yeah.
They,
but
I just
yes, but they don't know that.
Yes,
you watch
they do.
Cincinnati, they don't like, know. They're not playing like it. Like they're trying, they're just bad.
Play like that.
I don't know. Miami, let me look at this defense right quick here because San Francisco's defense has fallen off a cliff. I don't know. Miami's defense has got an interception, at least one, in the last four games. Like, they're not putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback, but they've got some turnovers.
As long as Bosa is in,
and the
Jared
Niners,
Goff is going to make turnovers.
And the Niners have not recorded an interception since week 11. Damn. I don't know, man. That's tough. They just got destroyed by Matt Ryan. All right. Anyways, just food for thought. I don't know what's going on with this Goff Dalton thing. I think I'd go golf, but okay. We got Stone Cold.
Give me a hell yeah.
I wish I had the Stone Cold music. I don't. But here he is. Dun 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 dun. Hey, what's up, Stone Cold Steve Rogers? How you doing? Welcome to the Fantasy Football Mail Sack. What's your question? What are your questions this week?
Questions, plural, because I'm in five finals, so I had a couple. But I'll start with one of my favorite ones right now. I'm actually in the finals of Jason's program.
Okay, all right.
Attaboy. Nice.
And before the game, I actually picked up Breshad Perriman. Didn't start him, but just thought I'd pick him up just for kicks. And I was wondering about starting in the flex for two guys, Mike Williams, Breshad Perriman, Devin Singletary, John Brown, or Anthony Miller.
You just need one of them?
Oh, shoot.
Two.
Perriman and Singletary.
Singletary is going against the Patriots, so.
Right, yeah, I don't like Singletary.
They can be run on. Everyone is running on them. Joe Mixon just had like a 150-yard game. No, you can.
You don't like Mike Lowe?
No, Rivers falls off. He just looks like he's in pain every time he's throwing the ball.
I was just wondering, like, Oakland's defense is just so terrible. That
I know, but Hunter Henry and Keenan Allen and Eckler and I just – Breshad Perriman, he is the guy on that team, and Mike Williams is like the fifth option on his. So could he catch a big pass or a touchdown? Sure. But I'd rather have a guy that's going to be the focal point of the team's offense if they're going to do anything, not a guy that's on the offense that can potentially catch a ball. Like, Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, Perriman and Singletary. Okay.
Yeah, that would be mine. And then, honestly, next would be Anthony Miller for me. But before.
Yeah, Google Mike Williams. Catch up against the Chiefs. For a quarterback in the same league, I started Ryan Tannehill last week, but I have Ryan Fitzpatrick as well against Cincinnati. Would you put Fitzpatrick in over Tannehill?
It's close. I think I would still rock Tannehill. Mike, what about you?
I'm close too, but I'm just barely leaning Fitzpatrick just because I don't know what it is about that guy. I just love the guy and I like starting.
Solid analysis, Steve.
That's right. It's the beard that separates it for me, Lucas.
Steve, break this tie. Tannehill or Fitzmagic? Producer Steve, you are on the clock. What was that? Tannehill? Okay.
He's embarrassed. He's just too embarrassed to say Fitzpatrick out loud, Lucas. That's what's wrong.
He's still over there. He's still over saying Cooper. He's still over there saying Jared Goff, the Cooper Kupp connection.
Right.
Yeah. So these guys are going to be about the same for us. It's you can see that.
Go with my gut.
Yeah. Go with your gut.
Yeah. And or with go ahead, sorry.
I said, or with a coin flip. It's really that close.
They're
for
close,
me.
Yeah.
But sticking with the same quarterbacks in another final, I was going to go with either Fitzpatrick or Jared Goff.
Yeah, it would be Fitzpatrick for me. I don't think Goff has a good week.
Yeah, me neither. I like Fitzpatrick a lot this week.
Would you trust an NPPR Cooper Kupp over Jameson Crowder in the same league?
I would.
I would, too. Yeah, it's Cooper Kupp, man. The guy always finds a way into the end zone. Sure, he hasn't been getting the target share that he's been getting lately, but that's also been working against their game plan. They're playing against San Francisco. They're going to be really blanketing Robert Woods, so I like Cooper Kupp a lot this week.
All right. So in another one, I've got some decisions at quarterback. I was going to go with Jameis Winston, Josh Allen, or maybe Matt Ryan or Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's Jameis all day.
The last two are on the way to the
Jameis is a top five QB for me this week.
Same.
Not worried. You shouldn't be worried about the injury.
No, I was slightly worried about it last week and see how that played out. Dude threw for 458 yards.
Yeah, that's true. In the flex spot, would you go Leonard Fournette, Miles Sanders? I was going to say Odell Beckham, but just Leonard Fournette or Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders just came off a big game, but I think I'm going to go Leonard Fournette.
Okay.
Mike, I can tell you're thinking here. Mike probably wants to go Miles Sanders, I can tell. He's not a big Fournette fan. And I think he muted his mic, and he's not sure that he did.
So...
Okay.
Oh, that's all right. I kind of feel like I should stick with Fournette and not go away from him.
Yeah, he's the, I know he hasn't been getting in the end zone a lot, but he's the number seven running back on the season. He's not injured. When he's not injured, he plays pretty well. So that's where I would lean. I know the temptation's there for Miles Sanders after coming off that huge game, but I think I would stay put with Fournette.
All right. For defenses, would you trust the Denver Broncos against Detroit? Or maybe like Indy or New Orleans?
I think Denver would be my option out of those three. Indy would probably be my second.
Seattle is still available as well on the waiver wire against Arizona.
I think I like Denver, to be honest. I just like Denver this week.
Okay. Would you trust Buffalo this week on defense?
I think they probably have I think that's probably a pretty low scoring game. But if you're asking me if I would take them over Denver, no, I would stick with Denver still.
Okay. For Carolina starting Will Greer, would you still trust DJ Moore in your starting lineup?
Yeah, I think that I would. Unless you have somebody that's really close.
No, on my bench I have DK Metcalf and Curtis Samuel.
I think I might actually go DK.
I like Curtis Samuel over DK Metcalf. I like DK Metcalf a lot, but I think Samuel's been getting a lot of those targets. I know DJ Moore's been coming on a little strong lately too, but I just feel like Samuel can get it done this week.
I wouldn't know.
But would you do DK over or DK or Curtis Samuel over DJ Moore though? Because I have him in the lineup currently.
Yeah, this week I don't know.
I think with Metcalf in that instance. Like Metcalf. Yeah. I would go Metcalf and DJ Moore.
He just needs one of them.
Yeah, just one. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, then it'd probably be Moore for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of torn on it. I have the two of them pretty close. The way DJ Moore's been performing, it's tough for me to bench him, but DK is more of a known entity, I guess, with how things are currently are.
Right. Just one more. It's actually in a league I'm in with Dirty Jobs. I'm in the finals for that.
Okay. Did Dirty make the finals?
No, he did not. Myself and the other guy actually knocked off an undefeated and 11-2 team. We were the wild cards in this. It was pretty well.
There you go. Hey.
Dude, I lost by 0.4. It was so close.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, the 13-0 team definitely lost to the other guy, and I beat the 11-2 team. We both had some fun with the fact that we did that.
I bet.
But that Superflex, I'm not really sure to go, like, which to, like, Fitzpatrick probably, but I also have Jimmy Garoppolo, Sam Darnold, and Jared Goff.
Yeah, I think it's Jimmy.
I think I'm rolling out Jimmy there too. I don't think I can play golf this week. I don't like it.
Well, I'm a Packers fan, so I understand that the fear there.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
All right, man. Best of luck. Bring home five.
Yeah, thanks. I'm hoping I can, and in the pro-am, I have to go against Matthew Hill, DFF, in my finals.
There you go.
That guy sucks. Hopefully I can win that. That guy sucks. You got it. You got it. All right, Steve.
I got a 69% chance right now. But
yeah, don't worry about that. You got 100%. You're good. All right, man. Good luck this week. Right. Thank you for playing in the listener leagues and the playoffs and all that stuff. It's always cool to play with you guys and then hear from you on the show and all that stuff and be part of the whole year. Appreciate it.
Give me a hell yeah.
Thanks for all
you. All right, one more hell yeah for Andrew there. There he goes. Calls are done for now. If you want to call in and you're listening live, the phone number is 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. You people had enough. Give me some more. You people want the wild hit? Give me some more. DK Metcalf over DJ Moore? You know we always need that. Come on. Even though we get in money, you can give me some more. I'll play DJ Moore all day over DK Metcalf this week. All right, let's jump into the mixer chat.
Okay.
It's just because
Steve said start Will Greer in your fantasy lineups.
I didn't say that. This is taped. I didn't say that. Please. I'm trying to ruin my reputation. Ricardo Banks. This was from 4 days ago, but it says for week 16, so I figure let's talk about it now. Trubisky, Fitz, Wentz. Who do you like out of those three?
I think I'm playing Fitz there.
These are all so close.
Yeah, right?
I'm debating Trubisky and Wentz in one of my leagues. I'm leaning Wentz, but I've been wanting to play Trubisky pretty bad. I know, it sounds
just
rough.
For the style points or what? Like just to,
he's looked good. He's looked good to me in the last few weeks, and he's been running.
Yeah,
they've been unleashing him. But I think you got to go Wentz.
Okay.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Wait. So
what am I saying? What am I saying?
I don't know. That's what I'm
If I say Trubisky here, it means that I'm just convincing myself I have to play him in my league.
Jesus Christ, dude. This is like a therapy session. What?
I know. I know.
Just make a decision. Mike, who did you say again? I already forgot who Mike said.
Fitzpatrick.
Okay, there you go. That makes it easy.
I want Trubisky.
Okay. All right. And I would probably start Carson Wentz. So I'm sorry, Ricardo Meigs. We give you no help there. We suck at that one. Let's see. Wilson 27. This is dated today as well. Start two in standard. Boyd, McLaurin, or Perriman? So who are you sitting? I'm sitting Boyd.
I'm sitting Boyd too.
Yeah, I think I'm sitting Boyd here too.
I'm just kind of worried that old Stonehands Perriman shows up. I know you guys are super high on him. I think the safe start is Boyd and McLaurin, but the upside's McLaurin and Perriman. Start same guy. Wilson 27. Start one in standard. Connor or Mostert?
Connor.
Yeah, it's Connor for me too.
Okay.
Guys, easy start your studs.
Minimal impact. Lost Jacobs for the ship. In standard, would you replace with Thielen, Madison, Boone all Monday night?
Thielen for me.
Yeah, Thielen's my first choice.
Probably Thielen, unless Dalvin is out, then it's Boone.
Okay.
Right.
Should
if Dalvin,
should I target? So same. Should I target Perriman as an option for over them?
Yes.
Probably won't get him with my little fab, but curious. So you would get him just as a backup insurance policy. But then again, you'd have to make that decision on Saturday.
Yeah, I would play him. Yeah.
You guys would play Perriman over Thielen?
I would.
Okay. All right. Josh Jacobs is out this week. Thank you, Wilson. Wilson 27 says, Dirty Jobs girlfriend named Mary Jane.
Dirty?
He's taking a shot at you.
One of his girlfriends, yes.
Wilson says, how much Mary Jane did Dirty Jobs find in the mail sack before the show started? I don't know. Enough to get him focused on matchups says that only exist in his head, I guess. All right, let's jump into the mail sack. Only five questions in here today. We can blow through these. Actually, these are guys we've been kind of talking about all day. And there was quite a discussion in the mail sack thread actually already. So let's see what you guys think. Not an analyst wants to know. He's got Boyd, AJ Brown, Devontae Parker, or Perriman. I need 2.5 points.
Parker and Perriman for me.
Parker and AJ. Yeah, Parker and AJ, I think. Perriman's real close, though. Him and AJ are right there, flip a coin.
Okay. And then he wants to know, should I drop Hunter Henry and pick up OJ Howard since I'm riding or dying on the Crab Legs Express?
No. Hunter Henry should be a decent play against Oakland.
Okay. The other guy that was in this conversation, Jay Dubbery, I'm playing against Jameis for the title. I am the 7-point dog. I could start 2, A.J. Brown, Woods, or Perriman. Should I move Perriman down because the score would be capped because of the quarterback, or higher because if Winston does well, I will likely do well? So he's considering like who he's playing against. Again, this is one of those things you want to put the best player in.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Don't overanalyze it.
So who you
just
taking?
Play the guy that's going to get the most points. It's going to be Perriman and A.J.
Brown and AJ, and you're sitting Woods then?
Yes.
Okay. Dirty?
Yeah, same thing. I think Woods, like I said, he gets shadowed by that San Francisco defense this week. That's why I like Cooper Kupp so much. So, yeah, I'm sitting Woods.
Okay. All right. JCH28, Rams, Atlanta, or Colts defense?
Colts.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning Colts here, too.
That's three weird ones to choose from, isn't it?
I think the Colts have been pretty
Rams,
steady,
Atlanta.
Obviously, aside from last week.
I don't want anything to do with Atlanta, I don't think.
No, they've been looking better, but I don't think they've been fantasy viable.
The Rams have not been bad though. I mean, they were bad last week for sure. I mean, they were horrible for 2 weeks when they gave up 45 and 44 points. But
yeah,
around that, from week 7, 10, 10, 11, 7, 7, 6, those are the points they gave up.
Yeah, but they're playing San Francisco.
Yeah, division, if I can help it on defense.
Man. Okay.
They can't guard Kittle. They can't guard. There's just mismatches all over.
I mean, you said if Bosa gets to Goff, what if Aaron Donald gets to Garoppolo? Isn't it kind of the same thing?
No, because I think they're running the ball.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, then what are you talking about Kittle for?
Because the run's going to open up the pass. Aaron Donald will be tired, and so they'll be able to throw.
So what's to stop Carolina from running the ball with McCaffrey, opening up the pass to DJ Moore and destroying the Colts?
Because the Colts are going to be up on them. All that they have to shut down is McCaffrey.
Mm. Okay. All right. Just digging around, seeing if I can get you on the Rams. All right. They like the Colts. Like the Rams. Same guy. JCH28. James White, Connor, or McLaurin need an RB and a flex PPR. So we get to pick two. One of these is a running back, and the other one we got to fill with the flex for the flex.
You got to go Connor. And, you know, again, this is the same thing I was saying earlier. James White is going to get you your 10 to 15 points pretty. If you're just looking for a nice little low-end double-digit play, McLaurin's your guy that can take one to the house. And, you know, he could have a 6-point game or he could have a 25-point game.
Well, his passes have been looking better and better every week. I actually really like McLaurin moving forward. I mean, the ship has basically sailed on this year, but boy, Dynasty, I'm really looking forward to what that guy can do in the future. But I really like him this week as well. I like the chemistry that they're starting to build back up. I know they went to college together and all that fun stuff, but you haven't really seen that. I'm starting to see it a little bit more. I like McLaurin's upside a lot this week.
Okay, it's the one standard league. Who would you trust Marlon Mack this week after last week's performance? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are pretty.
Carolina can't stop anyone.
You guys are pretty high on Mack. Who would you play this week between Kenny G, Robert Woods, and Terry McLaurin?
McLaurin
for me, too. Fantasy 22, do I start Steelers at Jets, Chiefs at Bears, Broncos at Lions?
Probably Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos. Me. Yeah, Broncos.
I think I do. Yeah, I like the Broncos, but I think I might want the Steelers over them just a bit.
I like Steelers also.
Yeah, I think I'd go Steelers, and then a close second is Broncos.
And I like all three of those defense. I don't mind it.
I'm really okay with any of them.
It's a hard one. All right, I got one. Let me check the mixer real quick. I do have another standard league question. Minimal Impact says, thanks, fellas. You helped us get to the playoffs. He says, Prescott or Fitz? Prescott, right. Prescott Wright?
Prescott Wright.
I'm going Fitz, but I just don't like those divisional matchups.
Okay, but that's whatever. Come on. But isn't Prescott... No, come on.
Prescott feasted against Philadelphia last time, and their defense has not got any better.
In Philadelphia, I don't know. I just see that being a really low-scoring game.
What?
Really like Kai Forbath. Really like Kai Forbath this week if you're streaming kickers. Wilson 27, Anthony Miller or Miles Sanders in PPR? That's a good one.
Sanders.
Miller for me. Ooh. We're both way quick on the gun for that one, but it's Anthony Miller for me.
Okay, why?
Just because he's been getting all the targets in Chicago and he's playing Kansas City, he should be able to get open. Allen Robinson's going to be getting dominated by coverage. So Anthony Miller's really been turning it up.
Okay. And your case, sir, for Sanders?
He is looking like the guy there in Philly. They're an explosive offense. He's a guy that can turn a nothing into a 60-yard run. He had a good reception in the back corner of the end zone. He got you know, he got that receiving TD. He got a rushing TD. So they're using him in the red zone, and then he's explosive and able to rip off big plays. He's kind of doing all of it.
Okay, I like it. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Standard league. Here's the lineup. Breeze, DJ Moore, AJ Brown, Elliott, Eckler, Waller, Ingram in the flex, Denver and Forbath. Here's the bench. Any changes? Jacobs, no, he's out, so he's gone. Mostert, Kirk, Kareem Hunt, or Devonta Freeman?
Mostert.
Mostert over who? Eckler? No. Ingram? No. You only get one flex.
Okay, I thought you were asking one of those three needed to be in the next flex. So, no, I would keep his lineup the same.
Yeah, there's no flex.
Like,
no second flex. Also going to pick up on the – or going to try to pick up on the waivers, Anthony Miller and Hollister dropping Mayfield and Jacobs. I think that's a good move.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's a good move for this week.
I don't know who you're going to – I don't think you're going to start either one of them. I don't know. A.J. Brown has been one that we've been talking about a lot. So it's like this is a tough one. So standard in A.J. Brown, Kirk. A.J. Brown, Kirk, or Miller. That would be the situation.
Probably Kirk if he's healthy and good to go. I know he popped up on the questionable recently. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's probably Kirk if he's good to go. And then if he's kind of has like a lingering issue, I would pivot to AJ.
Okay. All right.
I think you're in good shape. All right. Either way.
Waller over Hollister then. Even if you get Hollister, you're still playing Waller. I think I like Waller a lot this week.
100%.
They might just let Waller go wild. Okay, that is it. I don't have any other questions coming in. Let me double check the threads real quick here. Give me 1 second. No calls. No thread. Oh, wait. Here's one. Almost missed one. Memes in football. This guy, I think, is in my vampire league. Memes in football wants to know. Half point. Super flex. Devlin Hodges or Anthony Miller. All my quarterbacks died.
Anthony Miller.
I think I too play Anthony Miller right there. Sometimes super flex just can't be super.
I've been doing it a few times this year too. I had Stafford and Rivers to start the season. And then I ended up running Tannehill and
Devlin. Player. Give me Devlin.
You think?
Give me the duck. Yeah. Why? I mean, I still think he can get something done against the Jets.
Okay. It is super flex. You're supposed to start your quarterbacks, I guess. I don't know, man. Yeah, I think I'd start the quarterback. As tough as it is, even with a mediocre quarterback. Is there any quarterback you wouldn't start in a super flex this week? That should be the question. How low would you go like before you said, okay, no, I'm not starting this guy in a super flex?
Yeah, that is a really good question.
Like,
damn. I mean, the worst one.
Dalton, you'd Blau. Start? Blau, no. Carolina's guy? Probably not.
Greer, yeah. I'm not sure I'd want to experiment on that if I had a decent skill position player.
What about Drew Locke?
I know he had a bad game last week in the blizzard, but he also had a really good, like, 35-point game the previous week where he couldn't throw an errant pass. Mm-hmm.
And he's playing the Lions at home this week. I feel like I'm okay playing him in a super flex.
Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah, I guess the Giants. I'd play Haskins.
Mayfield against Baltimore?
I think we'd play him, but I guess as a super flex position, I would play Baker Mayfield.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, in a super flex. Like I said, I'm not starting the guy anywhere like regularly, but as a super flex, I play him.
Okay. I mean, Darnold just ripped up Baltimore using Crowder in the slot. I know he turned the ball over twice, but had he not turned the ball over, I think the Jets could have, you know, they could have stuck with him.
Okay. All right. that'll do it for the mail sack. That'll do it for the season. Congratulations, everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
Going to the championship week, and that'll do it for this show for the year. I don't think we're going to do one Wednesday. But, Mike, you're going to do – are you going to do the Blitz on Sunday or Saturday?
Yep. I'm going to do the Blitz, actually. I'll do the Blitz on Sunday still. I believe that we have better responses on Sunday. It's a few games on Saturday. Not a whole lot of big decision-making done there. So we'll be on next Sunday, and we'll be on – or this Sunday, and we'll be on next Sunday as well for our Week 17ers that hang out.
Okay.
That's still a pretty busy show. So we'll be back. The Blitz will be here for two more weeks.
Cool. All right. Maybe we will do a show next Wednesday, but I'm not going to be around.
I think next Wednesday is Christmas.
Wednesday is Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, forget that. No, family time. Sorry, guys. All right, thank you so much.
You can DM us. We'll still be on our phones.
Yeah, we'll definitely be on our phones, trying to get away from family time. All right, that is it. Guys, thanks for tuning in. If you want to reach us outside of the show, Sleeper channel, the Sleeper Wire channel on the Sleeper app, Facebook group, Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club, Twitter, at Sleeper Wire Show. I want to thank, for the entire season, Hoos, Lucas, Dirty Jobs. Who else was on the show? Max.
George jumped on.
George, Mike, the other Mike, this kid Peter who got on for 5 minutes. I don't know who else. Anyone else that was on? Chris was on for a while. Everybody at Sleepwire did a great job in the mail sack this year. Good luck in the championship week, guys, and we'll keep in touch throughout the season. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.